We really have to begin with a bracha to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Corona taught us that you can't take for granted the fact that you're able to get together and learn in yeshiva. So Baruch Hashem, every zman we have our ability to learn freely, it's taka something we have to give shevach v'dol to the Rabbeinu Shalom and not just take it for granted. Literally about 3 weeks ago, we were standing by Ne'ilah, begging the Rabbeinu Shloim for another year, another chance to have sincere Avodas Hashem, asking him for a good year, full with mazel and bracha. Although it feels so distant, so long ago, the Chidor writes, Achar Chag, once Yontif is over, and we're entering now, Chodesh Cheshvan, Yis'ameit, a person should strengthen himself, B'Yira Shemayim V'Talmud Torah, strengthen yourself with Yira Shemayim and Talmud Torah, Kihu tchilas hashana, because this is really the beginning of the year. V'havi simona tova l'chol hashana, that's going to make a good simon for the whole year if you start it right. And zok techido, we have to realize that now is the opportunity of everything we were waiting for a new year, a new start. You went right into a Bein HaZmanim, you went right into a Yom Tif, you went right into a distraction. A Bezok Techida, now is the opportunity of a Techila Shana. This is the beginning of the year. Today, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is the beginning. Yasa Simin Toiv L'Chol HaShana, you have the ability to start off right and make a Simin Toiv for the entire upcoming year. Yoritz Kigibor, you can run like a Gibor, Be'isik HaToyer V'HaMitzvah. So everything that we were begging Hashem for in the Ilah, we have to realize that sincere feelings that we had, now is the opportunity to put it into action. And we have to realize that the Chidah calls this the beginning of the year. It means this is the start. This is the opportunity. Right now it all begins. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, remember when he came to America a few times? He was raising money for his yeshiva. My Shver Zazan Gezunt was one of his first Talmidim. Way before he became the Gadol Adar, when he opened his yeshiva and he had mamash a few bachar, my Shver was one of his first few Talmidim. So Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, when he came to America, he was kamat 100 years old. And at the time, he said a Moir Dikavart on the pasuk that we all know, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, oyev yamin, liroiz toiv. He translated the pasuk so beautifully, Pshutik Shalmikra, mamish a simple understanding. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim means, who's the person that really likes life? Really wants to be alive, appreciates being alive. Oyev yamin. If you're a person that likes time, oyev yamin, you appreciate time, that shows you appreciate life. If you're someone that really appreciates life, you're going to appreciate having time. You know, there's a new sprach that people say, I'm going to kill time. Killing time is the opposite of appreciating life. If you appreciate life, you enjoy, you value the fact that there's so much time. This is the feeling when you start a winter's month. a 5-month zman. This is the hergish that we all must have, that there's so much time and so much opportunity in front of us. If you really want to be alive and you appreciate life, and you beg the Rabbeinu Shlom, and Aser Simei Tshuva for life, Zachreinu L'chaim, you ask Hashem to remember you for life. If you appreciate life, says Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that means you love time, and the opportunity of time shows you should be excited. You have a 5-month zman, that there's so much opportunity that lies in front of us. You can make tremendous changes forever in your life in the next upcoming months. It's such opportunity, both in our learning in Torah, in our midas, Hanhaga ben al-Chaveiroi, all the different areas of our lives, there's so much opportunity. This is the main zman of the year. And Baruch Hashem, it's such an opportunity. It should excite us to know that we have so much time in front of us. Just give you a small example. Let's say a person devotes an extra 5 minutes of Benas Dorim to learn something. Whatever you decides to learn. If you put away 5 minutes a day, and you do that for the next 5 months, you know, it's more than a whole day of learning straight. That's how much time comes out. It's for 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day for the next 5 months, you're going to have Kilu sat the entire day from morning to night sitting and learning. Just for 5 minutes a day. There's so much opportunity. And all you have to devote is a little bit. It could change everything. We have to be excited about the opportunity that lies in front of us. I always wonder, in the old yeshivas, last generation, what it looked like, what it was like over there. We all know a yeshiva is something that's been misayra from generation to generation. They say the yeshiva system today is what Chaim Volozhin set up already. That's 250 years ago. Baruch. So we have a misayra of yeshivas. You always wonder, like, what it looked like, what was it like in the previous generations. I know my grandfather, Zichat Tzadik Kodesh L'Vracha, used to tell me all the time how when he was a survivor of the Holocaust in Europe, when he went to yeshiva, he said he used to wake them up at 5 a.m. and he used to have like a few hours seder before davening. So this was the seder ayin. So he'd get up at 5 a.m, he used to have a few hours seder before davening. I said, everybody was there, like, you know, it sounds like a voluntary thing. He said, what are you talking about, everyone there? Yeshiva walked around to make sure you walk up and down the aisles, he said. Can you imagine this is what yeshivas were like, just the last generation? So I saw brought down the Chafetz Chaim at the beginning of the Zman, what the shmuz the Chafetz Chaim gave every year when they started the Zman. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said over, he said he met a Talmud from Radin, who learned by the Chafetz Chaim. And he heard firsthand of what the Chafetz Chaim used to say. And he said, this is the Chafetz Chaim shmuz that he used to give every beginning of the Zman, year after year. Didn't matter, the same bach were there the next year. Every year, this is what he began. This was his shmuz. Yaakov Galinsky, when he bumped into this Talmud from Radin, the Talmud told Yaakov Galinsky, I'll tell you the drasha word for word of what the Chafetz Chaim used to say. But you have to look at me, he said, because I want to show you the expressions of the Chafetz Chaim and where he raised his voice and all that. Like, Mimamish was able, in the writing here, I don't know where exactly he raised his voice and what the expressions were. But Akapanim, you have to realize that Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky was Makabel from a Talmud who Mamish gave it over, exactly what the Chafetz Chaim used to say. He said, this is what the Chafetz Chaim said. In Poland, there weren't esrogim that used to grow. You couldn't get a hold of an esrog. They used that to import it from Italy. And the price of an esrog, because it was imported in those days, you can imagine what it took to bring in esrogim, the expense. He said it used to cost, on any normal mehudadika esrog, was at least $500. And in those days, says the Chafetz Chaim, $500 was enough money to buy a house. That's how much of esrog used to cost. Continue the Chafetz Chaim, and he said, let's think to ourselves. An esrog is one mitzvah. The mitzvah say, L'kachtem l'chem b'yayim arishim priyetz hadar. Take for yourself an esrog. It's mitzvah achas. And yet it's worth $500, which in those days, I mean, today we'd be saying like it's worth like $1 million. But you could buy a house with that $500. Chazal tell us, says the Chofetz Chaim, every word of Torah that comes out of your mouth is a mitzvah seh, which means every word is worth at least $500. Ani bodakti means I checked it out, says the Chofetz Chaim, he told his yeshiva. In a minute, you have the ability to say 100 words. It means when you're learning, and you're reading down a Gemara, you could say 100 words in a minute. I don't know if we could do that today, but Akapan al Chofetz Chaim said that you have the ability, maybe now today might be a little less, I don't know, maybe a little slower, but whatever it is. Al Chofetz Chaim said in a minute you can accomplish 100 words of Torah. So that means, says the Chofetz Chaim, in 100 mitzvahs, each one worth $500. That's $50,000 just for 1 minute of Talmud Torah. Because 1 minute gets you 100 words. He says if you calculate that, said the Chofetz Chaim, to an hour of learning, 60 minutes, an hour of learning is already $3 million. 1 hour of learning. So the Chofetz Chaim told Yeshiva. So then he said, you b'nei Torah, you're not out there in the world that you sit down for an hour and learn. You're able to sit and learn 3 sdorim in yeshiva. I don't understand, says the Chofetz Chaim. If a person has the ability to come 5 extra minutes before a Seder, how could he give up even that opportunity? This is what he said. 5 extra minutes would be $250,000. And I need Loimeva, I don't understand how during the Seder, a person could take off and start talking, Ladaba Shaloi Belim, but start talking about something else, not about learning. How could he forfeit so much value during his Seder when he has a Seder of learning? If it's so valuable, every moment of Talmud Torah, I don't understand how a person can mevat himself and learn. This is what the Chofetz Chaim used to be, a small, short shmooze. He used to give every time they started a new Zman. So this Talmud from Radin told Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, there was an older Bacha there, who must have heard the Shmuz the year before, and he went over to the Chofetz Chaim and said, the Rishiva said over the Shmuz last year. I heard already. The Rishiva said over the Shmuz last year with the exact same koilos and the exact same tenor, the exact same movement, everything. Exactly what you said last year is what you said this year. So the Chofetz Chaim responded to this Talmud. He said, I don't understand. He said, last year they gave me Chasen Torah. They gave me Chasen Torah. When they finished Zayis HaBracha, they gave me Chasen Torah. This year they gave me Chasen Torah again. I didn't get divorced in between. I was the Chasen last year. I never got divorced. Why they give me Chasen Torah again this year? This is what he asked the person. Why they give me Chasen Torah again? I never got divorced. I was a chasen Torah last year. I'm still married. He said, Elomai, in a year's time, you grow and steig so much, you're a different person. So the person that got chasen Torah last year is not the same one that got it this year. So the Zel Bazach, he said, in everything, it's a different shmuz because everybody's different people. No one's here from last year, you're all new people. And in Melol, it's a new shmuz that you have to hear of, a new chizuk. This is the Chofetz Chaim told the Talmud. And the Chofetz Chaim is to give his shmuz every year. Obviously, the Chofetz Chaim felt, and maybe this is what made the yeshivas of the last generation, that the most important thing a bachar has to know when you start a zman is the value of what you're doing. What it means learning Torah, the value of a minute of Talmud Torah, every moment of Seder, what it's worth, is the most important thing to be Matzliach. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim felt was worthwhile to repeat year after year, Zman after Zman. We know the Chafetz Chaim owned a store. He was a store owner. Kidua. He had a store. When he made enough money, he used to close the store and go to learn. But the Chafetz Chaim, the Etzem, was running even a business. How did Chafetz Chaim become who he became? If this is his beginning, that he was mamash a store owner in the store. Mamash a businessman. And the Chafetz Chaim became who he became. So the Chafetz Chaim himself, in his Sefer Avas Chesed, he writes something phenomenal. It could be this is the secret. And this is Mamash Nagir, what we're talking about. The Chafetz Chaim writes over there in Avas Chesed, it's in Perek Yud Aleph. Shamati, I heard b'shem ga'oin echad, I heard b'shem one ga'oin, that it's important for a person, every time he learns, to focus on three things. Tzorek l'shar, you have to be m'shar and think to yourself, three things. Number one, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ein loy ela yom echad l'chayos. Imagine today's your only day you're going to live. We all think we have a long life ahead of us, and that's why you don't have to buckle down. Says this Gaon, Chafetz Chaim is telling us over, the first thing you have to think about when you sit down to learn, maybe today's my only day I have an opportunity to learn. Who said I have more than today to ever learn? Today's my only day, let me chap a ride. Number two, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ein loy ela daf gemara zu. All you have to learn is this gemara. I have to learn this Mishnah and this Rashi. That's all I have to learn. Many times we get overwhelmed by thinking about how much you have to accomplish. And there's a whole Masechtas Bava Kamma in front of us. That also slows us down. Says the Chafetz Chaim, when you sit down to learn, you should think to yourself, today's my only day to learn. And number two, this is the only thing I have to learn. It's all Hashem is asking of me. I just got to learn this and that's it. Focus that this is what I have to accomplish. That's it. And three, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shehu Yisrael Echad, you're the only Yid that Hashem asked to learn Torah. There's no one else learning. You're the only one that's going to accomplish this Nachas Ruach for the Rabbani Shalom. He's waiting for you to do it. If you think about these three things, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's a Gevaldika secret to be Matzliach. Today is the only day, this is the only thing I have to learn, and I'm the only Yid that can accomplish it. Maybe the secret that the Chafetz Chaim reveals from Gaon Echad that he heard. And I saw brought down, this is Merumas in Kriya Shema, we say it every day. V'hoyu hadvorim ha'ele. It's these words, that's number one, it's only this. Asher anoichi mitzavcho, I'm commanding you, you're the only person. Hayoyim, today's the only day. These three Ramazim are in Kriya Shema that we say twice a day. These three secrets of focus, when we sit and learn, that's all I got to do. And today's the only day, I'm the only one. It's Mamash Merumas in Kriya Shema of what we say twice a day. Kapanim, this is the important step one that the Chafetz Chaim told us Tamidim every year, every new Zman. We have to realize the value of Torah, sitting down to learn how valuable it is. I think another important point that we have to know before we begin a big Zman ahead of us. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Sefer Evan Shleima in Perek Dalet, Im ein ha'odom mishtadel lalois tomid. If a person doesn't put an effort always, milo molo, to constantly be climbing, al korcho yirid mata mata. If you're not climbing up, you're going down. This is what the Vilna Gaon writes in Perek Dalet and Ois Tes. It's like in a swimming pool. If you're in a pool of water, you can't just stay put. If you stay put, you just go down, you drown. There's no such thing. Says the Vilna Gaon in Ruchnius, it works like that also. If you're not climbing, you're going down. Which means there's no staying just where you are. Sometimes we feel like, you know, Baruch Hashem, I like my Madrega, I like what I'm doing, I'm going to stay on this Madrega. If you decide to stay on a certain Madrega, you're going to end up going down. Because if you're not going up, says the Vilna Gaon, you're going down. There's no two options. It's either up or down, you can't just stay put. And the Vilna Gaon says, how do I know this? He says, I see this with Farish and Apostle. HaRemez bo al zeh b'toyra. If you look and say for Devarim and Perik Chof Ches. The Pasuk says, V'yisa rak lemala, v'loisi lemata. Rak, the word rak at the Torah wrote, you're going to be above and not down. Rak bo lehoiris. The word rak is coming to teach us. Shelo yafsik af rega achas. You can't be mafsik a moment. Milalo is lemala, to go upwards. You constantly have to be climbing, otherwise you're going to be going down. The Amos Ayyia Kachan, how do you do this? Kisishma al mitzvois Hashem alakecha shanuich mitzavcha yoim lishma velasos. The pasuk continues, if you're going to keep learning and you keep doing it, then you're going to be climbing upwards. But if you stop for a moment and decide that you're happy with yourself, then you go down. Says the Vilna Gaon, kiderech hashomer. No different than a watchman. She'osur lahalim ayin afrega achas. Someone who's doing watch duties, he can't look away for a moment. Imagine you're a lifeguard of a pool. A lifeguard of a pool. And he decides to start reading a book, looking at his phone or whatever it is. He gets busy with something. All it takes is a second for someone to start losing grip and falling into the water and drowning. If you're watching a swimming pool of children swimming, you got to keep your eyes on the kids in the pool every moment. Every lifeguard knows that. All the stories that we hear of people that were drowning in pools, it's because the lifeguard looked away. If the lifeguard's watching, these things don't happen. If you're constantly looking at the water, these things don't happen. Says the Vilna Gaon, our ruchnius is like you're watching a swimming pool. The same way if you're a lifeguard, you got to keep an eye on all the people in the pool every moment. You can't look away. Looking away is that a person could drown in a moment's time. Says the Vilna Gaon, your ruchni is like that also. If you're not constantly climbing, you're going to be going down. It's either up or down. There's no staying put. And we have to realize when you come to a wintersman, 5 months, that means it's 5 months of climbing up. 5 months of constantly growing in madrigas. It can't be that, oh, I'm happy with my madriga and I'm ready to stay put. Because it doesn't work like that. Metzias is, doesn't go. So that's number two. Number one is the value of Torah that the Chafetz Chaim says. Number two is that we have to constantly be climbing. And number three, which I think is something also very important when you start a new winter's month, and this might be the most important from everything, especially in America in 2022. America in 2022 is everything about comfort. Everything's about convenience. Everything's about don't stress yourself out. Everything has to be at your pace. Torah doesn't work like that. And it's something we have to get into our heads because we're all Americans at the end of the day. Almost all Americans at the end of the day. The point is that we have to realize that the metzias is Torah doesn't work at your convenience. Torah doesn't work in comfort. That's not what Torah is. You know, I once heard a shmooze from Kalman Krohn's Atzal. I was very close with him. It was about 10 years ago. He gave a shmooze, mamash, about this inyan of being moisa nefesh in Torah. And he says, a bunch of moiridika points I'd like to share with you. He said he knows someone whose mother lived in Eretz Yisrael this year. And when he was a little kid, his mother went to the Chazon Ish. What should I do with my son? He doesn't have a cheshik to learn Torah. He doesn't have a cheshik to learn. What should I do with him? You know what the Chazon Ish answered? Chazanish said, tell your child it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv. You don't have to have a cheshit. Learn anyway. This is an Eretz Yisrael. Imagine in America. You're allowed to learn even if it's not gishmak. Even if you don't have a desire, you don't have a cheshit. You're supposed to learn. You don't learn because you have a cheshit. You learn because you're supposed to learn, period. You know, in Sefer Ali Shur, Rav Shlomo Volba, his whole beginning of his Sefer, he spends time drilling this into your head. How learning is about that you have to learn. Not because you feel like you're cut out, not because you feel like it's enjoyable, not because you have a desire, not because it's geschmack. You're learning because you gotta learn. Like we just said in this past parasha, Bereishis, B'shvil Torah, Shnei Bereishis. The world was created for Talmud Torah. So we learn because that's the purpose of this world, period. Obviously, once you start learning, the geschmack comes and it gets enjoyable and all that. But why you're learning is because you gotta learn. This is what you're here for. Hashem put you in this world for that purpose, for the purpose of Talmud Torah. That's the purpose of your arrival to Olam Hazeh. And this was the message of the Chazon Ish to this person. This person came, Adam Gadol. But when he was young, his mother was all nervous about him. He doesn't have a cheshek. So the Chazon Ish, don't worry, it's not ma'akiv. You don't have to have a cheshek, just learn. You know, Rabbi Kiva Eger, we know it was a Gevaldik of Goyin. His Chidushim on Shas, his Horus on Gilyan HaShas, throughout Shas. What he wrote in Shulchan Aruch, Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's no end to what Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote of what he gave us in Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote in his Tzavo, you can't speak about any of my milos. I don't want you, I'm makbid, don't talk about any of my milos. This is what he wrote in Savo when he was being nifta. Don't write any of my milos or anything. The only one thing I allow you to say is that lamadati Torah b'yisurim gedolim. I learned Torah with tremendous yisurim. Means it wasn't easy, it was quite difficult and painful. I didn't have my comfort and my convenience. And I learned Torah anyway. That's the one mila I let you say about me. We have to realize this is a tremendous secret of being matzliach in Torah. And this is step number three that we have to know when you start a zman. That it's not about being comfortable. It's not about convenience and things being at ease. It's about pushing ourselves. It may be painful. It may be hard. It may be difficult. But I push myself to do it. At that time, Calvin Krohn in his Shmooze, he said over that the Vilna Gaon says, he quoted the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says, worse than all the Gehenim, after a person's nifter, worse than all the Gehenim is when a person sees, the Rebbeinu Shem shows him a vision of what he could have accomplished, of what he really could have reached in his Ruchnius, what he could have made out of himself, and what he didn't. That pain of the lost opportunity that I went through life and I didn't become what I was supposed to become, says the Vilna Gaon, is more painful than all the Gehenim that there is in Shemayim. Can you imagine the opportunity of realizing that we have to go to reach our potential, to really put out our koiches and do our max of what we could accomplish? Because Rachmana Litzlan, worse than any pain in Einshim and Shemayim, is just the sight of seeing the opportunity that was lost, that what you were supposed to reach, and the tachlis that you were supposed to meet never happened. That's more painful than anything. And he said at that time of Kalman Krohn, he said, that you know why a baby cries when he's born? The baby comes out of the mother's stomach, comes out crying. He says, Svarim HaKadoshim say, the baby cries because the baby just learned Kala Taira Kulu with the Malach. In the mother's stomach, the baby learns Kala Taira Kulu, the Gemara says. And now, the baby sees for himself what tremendous punishment's going to be if when he comes into this world, he doesn't accomplish all the Torah that he's supposed to accomplish. He realizes the repercussions of what's going to happen. And that's why the baby's crying, says the Svarim. Poshet, the opportunity that's in front of us of what we're supposed to be doing with ourselves and how much we're supposed to push ourselves to the max, to the limit, and keep going. And we don't. The baby sees that. When he's being born, he sees what he has to do. And he's so frightened of the punishment that's going to happen if he doesn't. And that's why the baby's crying. This is something we have to know. We're very used to learning at our convenience. We're very used to learning, you know, at my speed, as much as I could do, relaxed, chilled, as they say, all the words of today's society. And that's not what Torah is about. Torah is about pushing ourselves and really bringing out the best that we have in ourselves, bringing it out. And usually it comes, like the Rabbi Akiva Eger said, with Yisurim Gedolim. It's not easy. But we have to push ourselves to do it. It's not easy. It's Yedua, Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, created Daf Yomi. So when he made his major announcement at the big Asifa, the Knesset Gedolah they had, he introduced the idea of Daf Yomi. It's Yedua that someone who was standing next to the Chafetz Chaim heard the Chafetz Chaim talking to himself. And he started crying, Chafetz Chaim. And he said to himself, Yisrael Meir, Avu bis Dugven. Yisrael Meir, where were you? He was talking to himself. The Chafetz Chaim was mourning himself. Why didn't I think of this creation? Why didn't I come up with this idea? Why didn't I do that? This is the Kina Sefer in Tar B'Chachma. A person has to realize when you see Godless, you have to mourn yourself that I want to do that also. You have to demand it from yourself. Be Tevea yourself. Why can't I also do that? We can't be satisfied with katnus, with smallness. If we want to bring out our potential, our tachlis and our tafkin of who we're supposed to be, we have to really demand to be Tevea ourselves, like the Chofetz Chaim demanded from himself. Bitzlav Sirotsky in Shlita. He gave a shmooze during Corona, during the pandemic. And if you remember at that time, all the yeshivas were closed. And there was a big chisarin in Torah going on. A big loss in Torah. At that time, he said over a sifri in Parshas Hazinu. He said, the Sifri in Parshas Hazinu writes, in the time of Ikvasu de Meshicha, it's going to be a matziv in Klal Yisrael that Torah is going to be with Tanuge Olam Hazah. This is the line that he said. The Sifri writes, it's going to be Torah with Tanuge Olam Hazah. That the Torah has to go with the delights of the world, all the pleasures of the world. And he went on to explain that people are not going to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh and Torah. Everything has to go at my convenience, my comfort. And he said, maybe this is why the yeshivas were closed. Maybe the Rabbeinu Shlomo is trying to wake us up and tell us, this is not the type of Talmud Torah I want. I don't want Talmud Torah at your convenience. I want to see you be Meister Nefesh for Torah. I want to see you push yourself for Torah. I want to see the Chayit Tzad Tichya with Torah at the Omol, like the Mishnah Ovis says. Let me see you exert yourself. Let me see you put yourself in it. It's a little painful. It's fine. That's what Torah is about. Maybe it's this Mesiras Nefesh, says Rabbi Tzvi Sirotkin, is what was missing. And that's why the yeshivas had to be closed for the Rabbeinu Shlom to wake us up to the Madrega of Torah that we're supposed to be on. This is the third point that we have to know. We're starting a winter's man. We said number one is that we have to realize the value of 1 minute of Talmud Torah. The 100 words that you can say in 1 minute, how valuable a minute of Talmud Torah is. And we have to know, like we said, number two, that we have to constantly be growing Maila Maila. Otherwise, automatically we're going Mata Mata. We're not going up, we're going down. We have to constantly be growing the whole winter. And thirdly is this yesod, that Torah is going to be done and accomplished only through hardship and yesurim, with mesiras nefesh, of giving up of ourselves, coming out of our comfort zone, coming out of our convenience of what's comfortable. That's the way we acquire Torah. That's the only way we're zeichet the real Talmud Torah. It has to be Yogato, and then it's Matzasa. With Yegiyah and Amelus. Lastly, we have to realize, it's really, we find this in this week's parasha. In Parashas Noyach, the whole world, can you imagine, was destroyed. And yet Noyach and his family were saved. Could you imagine the whole world being destroyed from beginning to end? All human beings, all animals, everything in the world's being destroyed. And Hashem found one family that is letting survive. Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't have to do that. He could have just started over. He didn't have to have Noach survive. Why did Noach survive? For one reason. B'Noach Motza Chein Be'Einei Hashem. He found favor in Hashem's eyes. That's the only reason. Zoker b'chatzkel Levinstein. Zecha tzadik v'kodesh levracha. We have to be medayik. The pasuk's telling you they didn't have schusim to be zecha to survive. It's not that he had schusim and he had mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, reasonings to survive. No. He survived for one reason. A different method than Zchusim Amayzim Tovim. It's called finding favor. Matza Chein Be'in Elikim. He found favor in Hashem's eyes. And he goes on by Richus Rabbi Chatzkel, explaining what it means to you, Matza Chein Be'in Elikim, how you find favor in Hashem's eyes. But one of the things he says, which is very important for us, to be zeicha to finding favor in Hashem's eyes, which is the goal of every yid. You want to be favorable in Hashem's eyes. He says, koyach hatfilah, hoyu lashpia rabbis. The power of your davening helps very, very much. Be'inyin hazachia, being zeicha, to find favor in Hashem's eyes. You want to find favor in Hashem's eyes? You want to have this mahalach of having a relationship with Hashem, that even if you don't have so many schusim and ma'isim toivim, you still be zoicha to hatzlacha and bracha and everything else. Like Noach was zoicha to survive, even though you didn't have all the schusim and ma'isim. You have to have chayin in Hashem's eyes. How do you get chayin? It's like a bichatzkel, something that helps very much to find favor in Hashem's eyes is tefillah. We want to be zoicha to have a shtarka winter zman, which is the main zman of our year, and it's the main changing point of our lives. first year Beis Medrash is really everything. The way you start off your Beis Medrash years is mamash everything. So the next 5 months is everything in your whole future. Your whole life lies in front of you right here. You want to be matzliach? You want to see bracha natzlacha? A big yesod is davening to the Rabbeinu Shlomo to be zeicha to natzlacha. You have to mispalel to matzliach and aruchnias. You have to mispalel, daven to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He should give you that tzlacha. There's so many different parts of davening where we mention being matzliach and ruchnias. If we put in more keiches to our tefillah, with coming on time and davening word for word, going through the whole davening, mila b'mila, with focus and concentration, we can steig in our davening and be zeichet in matzachain b'ein elikim through our davening, will be matzachain that'll give us that slacha that we need for this upcoming winter's ma'am b'ezer Hashem. And this is another point that we have to know. The koyach tefillah that's needed to be matzliach. Just want to end off. We, Baruch Hashem, in yeshiva, have so much opportunity in front of us, and sometimes we don't realize what opportunity lies in front of us. Besides for the regular sdorim of learning, which if we put our keichas in, we can be so matzliach, in becoming better, in knowing how to learn. But you have to realize also how much opportunity is in front of us. Halacha Seder, for example. A bachur who still suits Halacha Seder properly, every day, day in, day out, he learns Halacha. You don't realize after 5 month winter zman, you're going to come out like such a Talmud Chacham in Halacha. You're going to know so much. You have a Rebbe set aside special for Halacha Seder that can help you out. You have a Chavrusa, you have a whole Limud, you have a Shir at the end of the week. There's so much that you could steig in halacha if you just don't suit to it properly. Chumash Seder over Shabbos is such an opportunity. There are so many people out there who don't know how to read a pasuk of Chumash. And here you have an opportunity now to sit down by Chumash Seder and learn how to learn Chumash. You don't have to walk around your whole life not knowing how to learn Chumash. You have an opportunity by Chumash Seder to really sit down and learn how to learn Chumash. You have chavrusa you get, you have a rabbi to talk to, and it's such an opportunity. Steiging in chumash. I know Bachar, I'm telling you, I know that today the younger lights, I have old alumni telling me, you know, from 10 years ago, how that the chumash say to change their life. They know how to learn chumash pasha from the year or two that they spent in yeshiva, that's how they learned how to learn chumash. This is the opportunity. And we have to realize, a musa say there, what opportunity it is. You can really get in touch with yourself, get to know yourself, where your weaknesses are, where you have to work on, where you have to improve in. And you don't realize, a Musa Seder every day for 5 months, you can really become much better in your midas and your whole hashkafas achayim of who you are, in your bein adamah chavei, right? There's so much you can grow in your in yonei Musa with a Musa Seder. There's all these just small examples, and the list goes on, and time is late. We have to realize there's so much opportunity in front of us. We have to realize that Baruch Hashem, it's so exciting to have 5 months ahead of us that we can really make true transformation in our lives. The Rebbeinu Shel should bench you all. They should taka utilize the opportunity of time that we have. Habezer Hashem, it should be taka a chosh of a wintersman. And forever, the rest of your life, you're going to remember that wintersman that you changed your life in those 5 months. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Just want to, anybody who's saying with the Siddurim that we have, to the Bachar, don't even know. I try to make a Seder with every Bachar once a week. So whoever wants to keep their slot, you can keep your slot. And whoever doesn't have a slot or wants to change the slot, whatever it is, to make a 10-minute Seder once a week. Here's the list.